The analysis by State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli finds the recent gridlock in Congress, higher interest rates, and the J.P. Morgan $13 billion settlement over bad mortgages is contributing to lower earnings and profits for New York's financial industry.
The impact of the volatility in interest rates over the summer, we see that dampening profits. The cost of settlements and fines from litigation, continue to read about that every day now, and the dysfunction that we've seen in Washington as well. We think that experience that we just went through will have a negative impact in terms of profitability on the street.
And the controller believes the uncertainty will continue into 2014. The deal to end the government shutdown is only good through mid-January. The debt ceiling agreement expires in early February.
Investors like to have predictability and certainty in the investment environment, and without that, I think that hurts the ability to maintain profits.
Despite the volatility, the controller says he does not expect the state's multi-billion-dollar pension fund to be strongly impacted, and he also thinks the state budget will likely remain in balance. Profits on Wall Street are heavily taxed. They make up a substantial portion of all revenues collected for New York State government. Before the recession, the amount was around 20%. Now, since the crash of 2008, it represents closer to 15%. Governor Cuomo says he wants to cut taxes next year. He spoke about his intentions at a stop on Long Island to promote his plan for tax-free zones at college campuses.
The taxes aren't as low as they need to be, and we'll be doing more tax cuts next year.
The governor has not yet released a detailed plan on how to pay for any tax cuts. The state faces a projected $1 billion structural deficit in the new budget. Controller DiNapoli stayed out of that argument, saying Governor Cuomo has already appointed two commissions to work on an answer.
We have two commissions that are working on a report. I think we have to wait and see what they recommend and you know, what specific proposal comes out of that.
The general public does not seem to be any happier with Congress than those on Wall Street. A new poll by Siena College finds congressional approval numbers at a record low, with 78% viewing their senators and congressmen and women unfavorably. The poll has not recorded approval numbers for a politician this low since former Governor Elliot Spitzer resigned over a prostitution scandal. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.